Oakland, California, erupted over the past week as police fired tear gas at protesters downtown and 3,000 demonstrators forced the temporary closure of the city's port. Hundreds of protesters are camped outside Los Angeles City Hall, complaining that the top 1% of the population is getting the income gains from the country's economy, and the other 99% has been left out. A husband and wife, both lawyers, joined the protesters this week. Jerry Manperl says the income gap is too great.
You destroy the middle class, you destroy the working class, you destroy this country.
His wife, Jan Goodman, says the rich are not spending enough money to boost the economy.
I mean, there's not enough boats and yachts and houses to buy. They save it.
Los Angeles religious leaders complain that the banks are not lending either. A number of leaders from various faiths rallied outside the Bank of America regional headquarters on Tuesday, complaining that the bank has foreclosed on homes of too many families with delinquent mortgages and has done too little to invest in the inner city. Muslim leader Shaquille Syed sees a widening gap between rich and poor.
When we visit certain neighborhoods in the city of Los Angeles, you will see every second house being foreclosed. And the homes that are not foreclosed, the families are unable to meet the very basic needs. And then you cross town and then you see Ferraris and Corvettes and Lamborghinis parked in the driveways.
Protesters are asking Los Angeles officials to take the city's investment out of the major banks. Some religious congregations are already doing that, and others notified Bank of America of their plans to pull out this week.
No cameras,
no comment inside, please.
No recording.
Bank of America has responded to protests over a plan to impose fees on automated teller machines by dropping the plan. The bank says it is working to help homeowners keep their houses, has made billions of dollars in new loans to small businesses, and is investing in low-income communities. Catholic priest George Wanser is not convinced. He works in an immigrant parish in San Jose, California, where struggling families live near high-technology millionaires.
In my area, there are four, five, sometimes six adults bringing home a salary to help pay for their mortgages. They're good people, they're hardworking, they're immigrants, and they're responsible. It's a shame what's happened.
The protesters say their movement will grow as long as the income gap expands. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
We will no longer allow financial institutions that are